Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report, and it's time now for our Unified Bank Profile. We are talking with the opposition on this Jurassic Night at Wings Event Center. It's the voice of the Kalamazoo Wings, Chris Cadeau. And Chris, man, you guys do such an incredible job with the promos. I know that you got a lot of attention on your Rainbow Ice Night a couple of weeks ago, but how about this one, a brand new one, Jurassic Night? How'd that all come together?
So, I mean, essentially, like, everything here at the Kalamazoo Wings, it's, and it sounds cliche, right, team-oriented. We have a very rigorous structure that we go through that starts even before the season is over, where we just identify different nights that we want to do. Then we bring it to a table as a team, and we vote them out, and then Jurassic Night made the cut, and here we are.
That's outstanding. You guys have a lot of continuity in your front office from last year to this, so a lot of those ideas get to get reworked and brought to the table once again. But a big change on the hockey side this year, as Nick Bootlin, who spent over a decade here as your head coach, takes a job in the American Hockey League. Joel Martin takes over. What's that been like, not only for the team, but also for the fans to adjust to kind of a new face behind the bench, although he just moves one spot up the ladder?
Right. I mean, different personalities all the way around. Nick Bootlin and Joel Martin, polar opposites as far as one is a booming extrovert, the other one is introverted, but both have the communication style and they love to have fun. And with Joel, I was a part of the family coming in last year with Joel as the assistant coach. So coming into this year, the focus was not to get pushed around, and Nick Bootlin wasn't leaving. Like, that was not the plan. They came together and they were banging heads within 4 days of the season ending and starting their recruiting for this year. They were looking for to get bigger, stronger, grittier, and character. And that, because, as you know, as you've seen with hockey teams over your years, that one or two apples along the way that's not pulling the cart in the right direction, it can be tough. So this year was a very focused effort, and Nick Bootlin had never gone more than two seasons without making the playoffs. So this roster was assembled to do damage. Now, same thing you guys are going through. We're all trying to feel it out and see with our AHL affiliates how we're going to make it work to go on a run. But we feel confident being near 500 that there's hope.
I see a lot where teams will try and take their identity of their coach. And one of the things I've always noticed with the Wings under Bootlin is they were always ready to work their rear ends off. Now, how do you duplicate a goaltender's identity? What does Joel bring to the table that's maybe different than what you saw out of last year's club?
Defense, baby. It's all about defense. And you look at that and where, while it is tough to be ranked 27th in the league in the shot department or the goal scoring department, this is a top 10 team in goals against, right? Goals against as a team, not the goals against average for the goaltender, but you're talking stick detail. You're talking making reads on the ice, and your sole goal in life is to get to where you're supposed to be on the ice. Otherwise, you're going to hear about it, and you're going to get better, and you're going to learn from it. And that's what we've seen transpire over the season thus far, and that's the only reason why we're at where we are.
You are currently at a spot where you're only 2 points back of the Nailers, 3-6 in the division. So close right now. It's probably going to come down to the wire like it does just about every year. What do you like about this team that's really given them a good opportunity to win the games that they have? And what's kind of been a bugaboo this year that's hampered them a little bit?
It's the goal scoring, right? It works on both sides. I would much rather, and you know this, right, even as a fan coming up, and I'm not a player, so I can't speak to that level, but I would much rather have a solid defense looking to find offense than being a team that could score a bunch of goals but can't keep it out of the back of the net. And that's where they're at right now. They haven't clicked it over. Guys, you know well, right, or a couple. You haven't seen Shaw Boomhauer this year as he's coming back from his lower body injury. He should be back next week. Brandon Sajan, career high in points, right? You knew what kind of player you had last year. It was just a matter of putting it together, and injuries hampered that. He still has another notch he can click over. Matheson Acapelli coming back from his injury. Sad that it happened against you guys, right? But coming back, missing 12 games, still waiting to click it over. But the defense is still sound. So if you get the sticks going that can pour goals into the back of the net and you add that defensive element, that's what I look forward to. But you haven't seen it, so you can't talk about it unless you be about it.
Let's talk about Brandon Sajan. This is a guy who was a prolific scorer in the Ontario Hockey League, was frequently leading the Hamilton Bulldogs in scoring, turned pro, seemed like he was a midline guy. What's it doing for his confidence being at the top of the heap and scoring for your Wings?
You know, I see Brandon every single day. A lot of people, I mean, other than telling you this, I've known of Brandon Sajan since he was in the Ontario Hockey League, and that's because his cousin is my best friend from the Marine Corps. He doesn't know a lot about hockey. He tells me about Brandon, and I'm like, he's like, oh, he's really good. And I look up his numbers, and I'm like, no, he's probably going to go to the NHL if he continues playing like that. And you saw he got drafted in 2018 by the Avalanche. And then this season, to be healthy for Brandon, it's been a couple things. One, to find the confidence to get the goal scoring, but also fitting into a system environment where in the Ontario Hockey League and the other environments that he's played in, the only time he really had to fall into a real system was with you guys last year, and he was hurt. So now this year he's trying not to, you know, the confidence, like, don't want to mess up my assignments, don't want to do this, and there's a lot going on up there. But offensively, he can still feed the pill, and he's just, as I said a minute ago, just that click. He's going bar up, right?
Yep.
Just a click away from going bar down. And I see him every day in the locker room, and me, I've taken, you know, we have personal connections with players, and because of that personal connection with his, with what I consider family as my family, I check in with him daily and just let him know that he still has everything that Joe Sakic saw in him, and it's a matter of time before it starts clicking over for him.
Wheeling fans are falling in love with Wheeling native Peter Laviolette. You guys have a Kalamazoo native in Hunter Vorva who is taking the ball and running with it with the Winds right now. How much fun is your fan base having with a Kalamazoo kid in net?
Dude, what an outstanding story, right? So you got Molosik last year in the SPHL that gets called up from the Huntsville Havoc, ends up with Toledo becoming a cornerstone backup goaltender for that team, right? And then even getting a lot of big-time starts. So he steps in, wins SPHL Goaltender of the Year as a backup. Then he shows up on the scene here, and he beats Trevor Gorsuch out for a spot on this roster. And you have to imagine how, like, you're an SPHL goaltender. Gorsuch really thinks that this is his year, that he's moving forward. And all of a sudden, you're the only one left in the locker room, and you're like, okay. And then you have the call-ups and the call-downs trying to get the roster set. You know, you always want to keep 9D, so he's subject to being cut, but what does he do? He comes in and he keeps winning, and now he's looking at points in 9 of 11 of his last starts, and tonight he's going to be a healthy scratch after being the number one star. But best believe now that Pavel Chayan's coming down, he's staying on the roster. And when it comes to this hometown connection, you can just feel it in the threads. Every time a goaltender is called up or called down, they're worried about where Hunter Vorva is, and rightfully so. This young man has not had under an 800 or under a 900 save percentage since his early years of coming up through hockey, and he has just proven that he can be stout, calm, and get wins.
I'm going to leave you with one final thought to give, and this is one of my favorite things to ask opposing broadcasters. You've had a chance to see us 5 times this year. Tonight will be number 6. What do you notice as an opposing team that Wheeling's biggest strength is that gives you guys trouble? And what's the biggest weakness that you guys can exploit?
God, you guys work so hard. You do. You work, I mean, the legs churning all the time. And the power play goal that you guys scored to tie the game up on Sunday, I called it right there. I was like, oh, we're not moving our legs. And that was kind of our calling card, has been how we've been killing penalties. And just watching the way you guys work and the way you layer up, and when it's rolling, it's beautiful. It doesn't matter if it's backdoor or if you're bringing it back to the blue line because they've sucked all the forwards down and they're finding the open lane, you're going to put pucks into the back of the net. And this is consistently under your head coach all the time. I mean, Derek does a great job of finding different players and then bringing them into the system to be able to do it. We saw it last year, and you're always worried about it. 5-0 butt kicking last time you guys came to this building, right? And I think that's what you do so well, is Derek always makes sure that your team is working. On the other side, I think that when teams start to play into their system, from what I've seen in other spots, to where the game, you're not being rewarded for that effort, then sometimes they're digging just a little bit deeper to go for it. It's not always there. And that, I think, is something that as a team you grow. Like last year, we had the cardiac K-Wings, right? And you got guys on the bench that are just screaming, been here before, right? And you're just going at it. And then systematically, the only time teams are successful against you guys is if they can pull your forwards, your box, down lower into the circles to get them crunched together. That's the only time that I've really seen a weakness in your hockey team. And it's not more than a shift at a time, right? It's not consistently, and you make it really hard to play, and they work hard. So That's the best part about playing Wheeling, is that you know that you're going to get a competitive game. And, oh, yeah, can't forget to mention, you will get underneath the other team's skin. And that's what's fun, is because not other teams are focused on playing a, you know, a really cute game. If it's, it doesn't have to be pretty for you. It can be gritty, and you're going to get the W.
Well, we'll see what kind of anger these two teams have against each other tonight. Chris, it's always fun up here with you, though. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with me and the fans of Wheeling about this Nailers Wings game here tonight. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll both get into the dance this year.
All right, thanks, DJ. Hopefully I don't have to hear you screaming from next to me tonight.
Chris Cadeau, the voice of the Kalamazoo Wings, tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of Intermission coverage comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.